The fourth annual Rogers Cycling Festival begins Friday. There are races, non-competitive rides, time trials, state championships, paved routes, gravel routes, mountain routes, flatter routes, and more. This week, three of the principals behind the Rogers Cycling Festival, Ross Phillips with the Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce, Matt Crafton, the president of Crafton Toll, and Greg Lindley from Simmons Bank, sat down in the Firm & Garner Performance Studio to give us a preview. Greg explains that a couple of the races this weekend involve cyclists trying to complete a race course before a train.
A number of years ago, Matt, primarily, that's who we're going to push the responsibility on, came up with the idea of a race the train event. Now, I should say on the outset, we never cross the train tracks. We are merely racing beside the train. However, as we looked at the way Rogers is laid out in the A&M rail line, we realized that we have a street, Arkansas Street, that parallels the tracks, and it's within sight of the train. So we came up with the format. The first year, we actually went south out of downtown Rogers, but every other year since, we've went north to Avoca. And so we have our riders staged in downtown Rogers. The train is at Avoca, and at that predetermined start time, both groups start, and the train is going one way to downtown Rogers. The riders have to pass the train, go to Avoca, turn around, and then catch the train before it gets to downtown, so they can see where their pace setter is.
Wait a second. So the train starts in Avoca.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The cyclists are starting
in Rogers.
So they will meet face to face.
Yes.
The train keeps going.
Yep.
The cyclists go to Avoca, turn around, and then have to beat the train back.
That's right.
Train. Aren't trains fast?
They certainly can be. And it really helps that the A&M can facilitate that discussion with engineers beforehand to make sure that we know the ground rules, so to speak.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's one also that's around the trails of Lake Atalanta.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. This will be our third year that we've added a mountain bike component to that. And so what we've done there is, again, the road bikers are on Arkansas Street and they take off and they head north. At the same time, we have staged the mountain bikers and they are literally back to back on the same street. And the mountain bikers go south and then pretty quickly get onto the soft surface trails, race a loop, and then they come back. So it's a joint finish of mountain bikers coming one direction, road bikers coming the other direction, and the train coming in.
And the train, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
I've mentioned the spikes, the races against the trains. That's just two things. What else is happening this weekend?
Well, Friday night is various events. We have a time trial. That's a road event. And it's a team time trial format where three people go off as a team. They race a course going north out of Rogers, 11 miles, and that's just against time. So however quickly you finish that course, your time compared to others. There's also a junior category in that. And then we have a couple of family, very laid-back, casual, family-friendly events. We've got a poker ride that goes on the paved trail around Lake Atalanta. And you draw for a very minimal $5, you can draw poker cards on your ride, and the best poker hands win prizes. And then, for the first time, we're doing a glow ride. Right about dusk, at about 8:30 p.m., you can decorate your bike and get some face paint on or something like that, and we're going to do a glow ride around Lake Atalanta also. No entry fee, totally casual, you know, very friendly for moms and dads and kids to come out and ride.
So we do have a couple of new events that we added last year. Yeah, so last year we added a event called the Whitney, and that's a gravel ride. Gravel biking has really taken off here in, across the country, but certainly here in Northwest. And what that'll do is that's an event that we will leave downtown Rogers, and we will have two options, two routes, one that's about 32 miles and the other is about 58 miles or so. And they'll go out to Mount Whitney, which is the highest point in Benton County. And when I say gravel, it'll be a mix, but it's primarily gravel roads, and there'll be some pavement and then back onto gravel. And that's more of an experience than a race. Mm-hmm. And so at that halfway point, they'll go to Whitney Lodge on Mount Whitney, which is a fantastic view of Beaver Lake. And there'll be some aid stations set up there, and a lot of folks will gather up with their friends they haven't seen in a while and enjoy the day and then make their way back. And it's a great experience for somebody just wanting to get out and ride. The other is very competitive, as well as a good friendly atmosphere. It's called the Gambler, and this is a endurance mountain bike event with a 4-hour time frame. And so we have multiple options. You can do it solo, which is just like you would imagine. You're racing for 4 hours, or you can do it as a team format, two-person team or a four-person team. And we have some different categories within that. And so we have a course. It's about a 2.5-mile course, and it's from 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night on Saturday. And so that requires lights, which is a whole different element. And about half of it roughly will be in the dark. A lot of fun, very spectator-friendly. That short loop brings them back through the spectator area quite a bit for family and friends to see them. It's a great environment, a lot of fun.
What's the course for that?
So we're down on the soft surface trails at the Pleasant Ridge Trailhead. So mm-hmm. that's a little bit south of Lake Atalanta, just south of Clark Pavilion. And that's certainly one that for somebody that has interest in the bike culture, that's a fun one to come watch. It's a lot of fun for a spectator.
I think last year there was bongos out there or something like that.
Yeah, it's a good friend of mine, and he's a local mountain biker and character extraordinaire, and he brought his bongo drums, and it's set down inside of a small valley. And so it was a really interesting environment to hear his drums literally echoing through that valley just a little bit. And it really is a lot of fun.
Anything else?
Well, I would say that we are hosting the state road race championships, and that'll be Saturday and Sunday. That course is a 6-mile loop out in Avoca, just north of Rogers. And so that's the official USA Cycling Arkansas State Road Race Championships. Saturday will be age-based, so you race per your age group. Sunday is categorized, so there's categories 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for male and female racers. And so those races will be going on in Avoca Saturday, Sunday at the same time the other events are going on. So it's a multi-event, multi-format festival with different things going on at the same time.
I think another thing that we're forgetting is the mission behind the cycling festival, that all our proceeds, we give it back to the community to just continue to promote cycling within the area. So organizations like Pedal It Forward, Girls Bike Bentonville, RATS, Rogers, what does that stand for?
Rogers Area Trail Supporters.
So every single dime that we raise goes right back into this community that we're building up here in the biking world.
One last event, it's an excursion. When the Arkansas-Missouri Railroad train gets back to downtown Rogers Saturday morning, there'll be a little pause there, and if somebody would like, for $20, they can buy a ticket and get on the train with their bike. It'll take them down to Springdale. They can hop off the train there and ride the Razorback Greenway all the way back to Rogers. So that's a Razorback Greenway excursion, 9 a.m. on Saturday.
All right, I want to get back to this racing the train because this just fascinates me. Now, when you have time trials, sometimes it's staggered beginnings, right?
Correct.
Because you're racing against the clock and not competitors. Mm-hmm. This is every cyclist out for...
It's a mass start, yes.
How many people are... Do you any idea yet how many people are going to be participating?
We typically have 150, 160 people. So it's a little crazy. Yeah, it's a little crazy. So you get
madness.
That many people starting in a mass at one time. And, you know, eventually over a little bit of time, it kind of spreads out. You know, the faster guys are way up the front. And, you know, then you got your medium guys and then your trailers coming at the end.
What I love about this race, though, is it's not about, to me, it's not about who wins, who's first, whatever. I want to watch those folks in the middle or in the middle of the last third who are actually up against the train and, you know, side to side. That's the excitement.
Yeah. No, that you've said it exactly right. As that train is rolling into downtown Rogers and they can actually hear it before they'll see it, because at every crossing it's going to be blowing his horn. And for that last effort for those cyclists to try and get there before the train does. Yeah, that's pretty exciting for sure.
Arkansas-Missouri Railroad has been very cooperative. Really appreciate them being willing to do this for us. But we work with their engineer on kind of the pace that he's going down the road. Basically, on the road side, on the road racing, if you can average 20 miles an hour, you can beat the train. And that may sound kind of fast on a bike, but really, if you're in a pack of people going down the road, it's something, you know, the average guy can handle.
We're talking on Tuesday afternoon. This will actually air tomorrow, Wednesday. Is it too late to get involved?
Absolutely not. We have an online registration, and our website is rogerscyclingfestival.com, and there's a red button on there. You click on it, and you can sign up online. We also do on-site registration, so you can just show up at the different events and register right there if you'd like to do that.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much. This sounds great.
Thank you.
You come back and tell us about the fifth year?
Sure.
Yeah.
Love to.
Matt Crafton, Greg Lindley, and Ross Phillips are three of the organizers of the fourth annual Rogers Cycling Festival that begins Friday in Rogers and extends through the weekend. A complete schedule and more information can be found at rogerscyclingfestival.com.